This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Crystal Almaguer. Date of birth, November the 11th, 1991. Case ID number is 615-7552. Date of exam, August the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/26/2023. And also a medical report from Dr. Mark Morales, MD, dated 4/5/2022. Identifying information. This is a 31-year-old separated female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of heart disease with tetralogy of Fallot, comma, bipolar depression slash anxiety slash insomnia, comma, and left leg nerve damage with weakness. The claimant states that she is presently unemployed and has never worked. She received disability benefits all of her life and states that recently it has been discontinued. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her mother and is not seeking any kind of work at this time. Allegation number one. Heart murmur slash heart disease with history of tetralogy of Fallot. Number two, bipolar depression slash anxiety slash insomnia. And number three, left leg nerve damage with weakness. History of allegations. Number one, heart murmur slash heart disease with history of tetralogy of Fallot. The claimant states that since birth, she has been born with a congenital heart disease, which was tetralogy of Fallot. She has had approximately 5 surgeries for her heart and states at the present time that her pulmonary valve needs to be repaired and probably replaced at this time. They did go in and dilate the pulmonary valve to help her continue functioning well with her heart. However, the physician has told her that it needs to be replaced. She states the character of the chest pain that she has is a tightness pressure located on the left side of her chest that doesn't radiate to any other part of her body. She states that she can have these symptoms for approximately 1 minute. And it's something she feels every day. The claimant also states if she exerts that she also has chest discomfort, but it can sometimes be precipitated even when she's resting. She states food has no change in her chest pain. The claimant states that her chest pain is relieved by resting and sometimes by antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations with fluttering, comma, occasional diaphoresis, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, comma, but no history of diabetes, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, menopause, comma, or high cholesterol. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. She has been suffering a mild shortness of breath, but denies any pedal edema. The claimant sleeps with 2 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with congenital tetralogy of Fallot with chronic systolic congestive heart failure and pulmonary hypertension. As noted earlier, she's had multiple surgeries, which include medial sternotomy for repair of aortic injury, pulmonary valve replacement, with patch repairment of main pulmonary artery, retrieval of two stents from the right ventricle and right ventricle outflow tract, placement of a right ventricular pulmonary artery home graft with a 26 millimeter pulmonary homeograft, left pulmonary arterioplasty, right ventricular muscle bundle resection tissue, plasma autotransplant, patch and angioplasty of the common femoral artery, profundoplasty and superficial using core matrix, right and left heart catheterization performed on December the 4th, 2017. Also, she had a redo pulmonary valve replacement, 27 millimeters, Sorin right ventricular outflow tract reconstruction, utilizing a GORB-TEX bovine pericardial and patch enlargement of the left pulmonary artery with core matrix, which was performed March 28, 2018. Her past history includes tetralogy of Fallot, absent pulmonary valve syndrome, status post repair, pulmonary insufficiency, left pulmonary angioplasty, pulmonary homograft, stenosis with RV outflow tract obstruction with a LPA stent stenosis. The physicians also attempted a Melody valve with migration of stent to the right ventricular and rupture of the homograft, patch, angioplasty of the common femoral, artery profundoplasty and superficial femoral arterioplasty using core matrix, tetralogy of Fallot, status post repair, status post pulmonary valve, replacement with artificial valve, pulmonary stenosis, right ventricular area. Her condition at this time is stable. Allegation number two, bipolar depression, anxiety, and insomnia. The claimant states that since 2012, she has had problems with depression and anxiety. She was then diagnosed in 2015 with bipolar disorder. The claimant states she suffers from insomnia, suicidal ideation, and also attempt when she was 14 years old, when she tried to take an overdose of pills. The claimant also suffers from decreased appetite, sadness, crying spells, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, nervousness, anger episodes, anxiety, and crying spells. She states that she has lost approximately 30 pounds in the last year. She was also very upset when she had a malpractice case of her left leg pain secondary to the surgeons messing up with her catheterization, causing peroneal nerve damage. The claimant also suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. She was sexually assaulted from family members and with violence, and she's been separated from her husband for approximately 2 years. The claimant states that he decided to leave her. She is presently on Tylenol 650 milligrams QD for pain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. She is taking no medications at this time for depression. Allegation number three, left leg nerve damage and weakness. The claimant states that in 2012, the physicians attempted to do a heart catheterization for repair of her heart, and in the process, damaged her left leg nerve when the device was stuck in her chest. Because of that, she developed a left peroneal foot drop and injury to the nerve, which has caused some atrophy of her left leg. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given to her, given for her condition. She does suffer from numbness and weakness, and she did receive 6 weeks of physical therapy. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. And she is presently taking Tylenol 650 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. Her physical activity includes taking short walks. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing a little bit of walking. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, and she is able to ambulate. Family history. The father is 60 and has hypertension. Her mother is 52 and in good health, but she does have bipolar disorder. Medications. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams QD. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams QD. Multiple vitamins, 400 milligrams QD. Spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Potassium chloride, extended release, one tablet QD, which she thinks is 10 mil equivalents. Furosemide, 40 milligrams QD. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams QHS. Oxycarbazepine, 300 milligrams BID. Fluoxetine, hydrochloride, 20 milligrams QD. Spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD, and aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Medical problems. Questionable hypertension. The claimant is taking lisinopril, but it's mostly for her heart function. Sleep apnea, large heart murmur, tetralogy of Fallot, with multiple surgeries, anxiety slash depression, bipolar disease, left leg foot drop secondary to peroneal nerve damage. social history, tobacco, the claim denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states she drinks wine socially once in a while, she denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 161 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 109 over 66 mmHg, second reading 110 over 70, third reading 110 over 70, pulse 71, second reading pulse 75, third reading, pulse 75. Respiration, 15. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 29.5. General. This is a 31-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to smell and vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. There is a plus 4 over 5 large murmur heard on the left medial sternal area of the chest with a click. No rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were also 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2 plus on the left side and 2 plus on the right side. Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage, except for a 25-centimeter midline surgical chest scar where the claimant has had surgeries done to repair her heart. Could you drop down to extremities? After the last sentence. The claimant has atrophy of the left calf area measuring 35 centimeters, and on the right calf area she has 37 centimeters, confirming that she does have a peroneal atrophy. She also has a mild left foot drop of the left calf when she walks. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, except for mild left lower leg weakness and atrophy with a mild left foot drop noted. The claimant is able to ambulate very well. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and right lower extremity. However, the claimant does have decreased sensory findings and weakness of the left lower extremity secondary to a peroneal nerve damage. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. sensory examination with normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Could you drop down to neurological on the last page, the last sentence? Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left lower extremity, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted, secondary to mild weakness of the left lower leg. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for multiple heart surgeries. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue, except for mild left lower leg weakness. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to left lower leg mild weakness and multiple heart problems resulting in multiple surgeries. Probable diagnoses. Number one, heart murmur with history of tetralogy of Fallot. The claimant is fairly stable at this time. She states that they have dilated her pulmonary valve, but that in the near future she will have to have another valve replacement. Her condition at this time appears to be stable and vital signs are normal. Allegation number two, bipolar depression / anxiety / insomnia. Confirm with medical records. The claimant is being treated at this time with medications consisting of oxycarbazine 300 milligrams BID and fluoxetine hydrochloride 20 milligrams QD, which do appear to be controlling her symptoms. Number three, left leg nerve damage with mild weakness secondary to mild nerve damage. The claimant does have positive atrophy of the left leg, which is very mild. She does have good function of her leg and has very mild weakness secondary to peroneal damage. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Crystal Amaguer.